Another case of absolutely horrific child abuse this morning. A four-month-old baby girl was admitted to hospital after suffering 16 fractures to her skull, ribs, arms and legs. Police say it wasn't a one-off, revealing the injuries happened over time. But the family say they don't know where the injuries came from, and police are now appealing for any information. Well, Sharon Chandra is a family lawyer and she's with me now. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning, Kate.
It's incomprehensible for most of us. What on earth drives someone to injure a defenceless child?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons why this sort of thing might happen, and I'm not saying it's a justification, but a lot of the time it stems from something like a lack of parenting skills, possibly drug or alcohol issues, or maybe even the abuser might have been abused themselves growing up, which you often find as the case. They've suffered some sort of physical or emotional abuse growing up as a child as well, and then the behaviour becomes a bit normalised for them.
Police are looking for information and appealing for any news on this at all. Why won't the family speak up?
Well, if they are covering up, it might very well stem from a concern that once the Ministry for Children gets involved, that they'll lose control of the child.
Well, they're already involved.
Away.
The child is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And so, I mean, if that is what they're doing, it's not the appropriate way to handle the matter, because they would have most likely automatically all ruled themselves out as being suitable caregivers if that's what the ministry was going to be looking at. Whereas there may have been an opportunity for that before, and that's completely gone now. So
we've seen this played out before. I mean, the Kahui twins obviously comes to mind straight away, and how absolutely horrific that was. What is going on? You know, do you have any insights into what is going on behind closed doors here?
It's really hard to say. I mean, it could be one of many factors, but I mean, somebody must know what's going on. These are very serious injuries over a very prolonged period of time in proportion to the child's life. And there have to be neighbours, friends, family, anybody who's involved in this child's life who knows what's going on. So it's quite an issue, I suppose, that nobody seems to be knowing or speaking up about what actually happened.
What else can police do, you know, if families close ranks and they can't get any cut through there? What else can they do? I mean, someone's just texted me this morning saying, arrest them all, put them all in custody until someone comes forward.
I mean, the police can really only start laying charges if they've got an evidential basis to do that. So legally, they simply wouldn't be able to arrest everybody until somebody speaks up. But certainly, I'm sure that police have their own interviewing techniques and questioning techniques and that sort of thing. And that's really what one of the things they need to tap into here, as well as possibly appealing to the public. I mean, if you're a neighbour who's too scared to speak up, but you've heard what's going on, and the police appeal to the public, and you know, you sort of hear about that, then that might make someone more inclined to say something.
Do we know how big the family is? Because of course, the medical experts who've examined this child have said that the injuries are absolutely not accidental. So we know that something's going on here. How many family members are we talking about? Because if it is a case of two or three or four, why can't you arrest them all?
I don't know how many family members are involved.
Thankfully, the child's going to make a full recovery. That's the good news we've heard. But where to for this child from here?
Well, I imagine if the family's been covering it up, then they won't be, the ministry won't be looking at them for placements for this child. So most likely I would think that this baby's going to be placed outside of the family with third-party caregivers now.
Sharon, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for your expertise. Sharon Chandra, family lawyer.